Who pooped last?
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
What's going on?
I don't think you wanted to catch that.
Catch the poop.
Okay, so not even a minute in.
This is Superhero Time with XV.
What kind of fruit are you?
Hey, Mickey.
That's her crotch.
Paladin.
Nobody wants a bruised banana.
Ken.
My berries have sprouted.
JD Church.
My balls will have to drop later.
And Fort Max.
Wah, wah, wah.
Magic, the magic, the magic, show time.
Can we shoot him now?
Please.
Shoot Paladin.
Yeah, Paladin needs to get shot first.
I'm irritated to say that this is superhero time. But what else
is
new?
One of us has done something right.
Or two of you this week. Next week, half of a new cast.
Which half?
Mm-hmm. No, he's just going to cut us in half. That's
Yeah, but the left, the right half.
The inside half.
Oh, and then sew us back together?
Hmm.
Sort of like an Origins of Love kind of thing, maybe, where it's like, no. Okay.
It's sort of like a human centipede thing, but sideways.
Sideways?
More of a Baron Ashura thing.
More King Baron.
Oh, it's going to be a better week, kids.
I think we can all agree with that, though, Mickey. Baron kind of has everything going on all at once.
That's what Giga Beetle doesn't understand. His Team Baron is the strongest.
And best dressed.
And they have, like, way more bananas.
And a cooler car.
And they have,
that's
like...
True. Team Gam has the Radbug, and, like, Team Baron has, like, a Bugatti Veyron or whatever.
And Team Baron has, like, windows.
And lights.
Yeah. They can
and the broom.
They can afford electricity. And probably running water. Team Gaim probably just has like a soup can in the back. Because they can't even afford like a coffee can. It has to be a little soup can.
It's their toilet slash sink.
Slash phone.
Stop taking a shit. I need to make a call. I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. There's some, like, static or crap on the line.
Man, this is a shitty connection.
I wonder if the static charge is shit. So it shocks you as it comes out.
I guess it would have to be solid enough, right?
But how would you agitate it back and forth enough to, like, build up a static charge?
If you eat some gravel, or maybe some talcum powder.
Or some aluminum.
Well, you'd probably need both, actually. You'd need to eat some aluminum and then have the talcum powder or something else to induce the charge inside to the aluminum.
Or what if you just ate batteries?
Heartburn.
What if it was like a
They might not keep the charge all the way through, you know?
Well, that's why you need to buy a name brand.
Maybe if you use, like, the nickel-cadmium batteries...
I'm just imagining, like, half of our listeners out there going, why is this even important?
They should use the Power-R-Full batteries from inside Hasbro products.
JD, the show has been going for almost 4 years. If our listeners now do not realize why this conversation is important, there's...
I mean, not necessarily even important, it's just like, why would you do that?
Why would they listen to it in the first place?
Again, after almost 4 years... You have to assume that they expect this. This is not even the weirdest thing we've ever talked about.
No, it's not. I will grant you. It's like a meta moment where I'm like, oh my god, this is bizarre. Not the worst, but kind of bizarre.
So speaking of bizarre, we got a Giga Beetle Challenge update today. Unfortunately, since we had some technical issues the last couple weeks, Giga Beetle didn't actually see... last week's episode until today.
Wait, you see
so
episodes?
So he...
yes, he's all powerful. He can do that.
He acts him out with Figuarts. So Gigabeel has not had a chance to do the challenge yet.
Well, I don't know which Figuarts is which.
I don't know. Ask Gigabeel. The point is, though, he hasn't been able to do the challenge yet. But he's going to try to do it over this coming week and have the results for us back next time. And in the meantime, he says, "F***ing old Ken."
That's very unsafe behavior.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. At least it's protection.
At least it's not f***ing old multiple Ken.
We're going to need a time machine. And possibly a cloning machine.
And probably another Timmy.
And yeah.
And some penicillin.
Well, it is powered by the tears of 40-year-old virgins. So.
No, Paladin, that's what the extra Timmies are for.
Do you see any tears?
I can see the tears of time. Like, three people maybe will get that.
Only three? Well...
In our audience, yes.
Well, in our audience...
And listen to all the f***s we give. They're just falling from the sky right now.
When Fort Max is the one room that gets the joke, you know you've screwed up.
I don't get.
Zeta Gundam.
Catherine Zeta Gundam?
Oh, can we do that? Like, that's got to be a thing. Come up with some movie star / Gundam names?
I'm sure it's been done.
Probably.
Not that that stops us.
I mean, it's the internet. Everything has been done already.
Gigabeetle says that Ken's a pre-cure figure arts.
Pre-cure figure art? Wow. Does that mean he's a zero?
No, they have real figure arts.
Oh, they have real figure arts for pre-cure? They bother? Wow.
Yeah.
At least they did early on. I don't know if they still do.
Can you take their clothes off?
No.
You probably shouldn't buy those used either.
You got, like, five figure arts, only two of which were zeros.
That's pretty good for a line.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for all the Rider figure arts to become zero. Like, Kamen Rider, Gaim, figure art, zero.
No, they do that for Baron.
Totally. Actually, they did that for Forza, didn't they?
For the horoscopes.
Yeah, they did it for the horoscopes, not for...
And Terror Dupont. Didn't they do Smilodon as a zero, too?
Yeah, everyone in the Sonozake family other than Nazca, I think.
I thought Clay Doll was an actual figure.
Yeah, Clay Doll was a real one.
Okay.
And there are also zeros of the Sailor Senshi coming out, which, why?
I don't even know what you're talking about, so okay.
But anyway, I don't remember if we mentioned, but Ken's not here this week.
He's not?
See, I was going to lead into that off the Gigabeetle thing, but then obviously...
Is there a restraining order now?
He filed it. So,
split custody of the show.
So he gets to do it all by himself next week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll go great.
No, I think he gets to see it on weekends.
Oh man!
And that's in the man.
And that's in his favor. How? Wouldn't he have come out better if he didn't have to see the show at all? Exactly. So, what's in the news, Paladin?
Well, Tamashii Nation 2013 was over the weekend, and we saw a lot of shit. To be honest. Most of which we already knew about.
Did they have Master Asia there again?
I don't think so, no.
Well, if they're not showing it off, maybe that means it's closer to release.
Yeah. See, the few things that actually matter are Kamen Rider Chalice, Kamen Rider... I know I'm gonna f*** up this name. Lee Angle?
Oh, close enough. He doesn't matter enough to correct you on how to pronounce the name.
That's what I thought, since it is from Blade.
Also, Chalice is a pedophile. Just gotta get that in there.
SIC Sagozo combo, that should be the next one out. And Burakawani, of all things.
Uh-huh.
Sure, why not?
So okay. when are we getting SIC Forze?
After they've run out of O's.
Yeah.
That's going to take a while.
Yep.
That's not how SIC runs, though. They'll go until they run out of things to do, then they move on to the next series.
I'm really, really curious to see what SIC would do with the Forze suit.
Or they go back to combat.
Terrible, terrible things.
I know we've talked about that before, but
Forze suit's going to look a lot more badass in SIC. Like, same way Kabuto does.
Or double, even.
But how would they put out the different switches in SIC? Would they have to do, like, just a whole box set for those?
No, it would just be arm or leg attachments.
Well, given how SIC goes crazy with packing accessories anyway, imagine you get a lot per figure.
Okay, let's think about this for a second. There is base states, elect, fire, rocket changes the body color, so that wouldn't work, but... Well, all the states change the body color. It doesn't matter. Never mind. Yeah. But just with those four, you know, if they do one figure body and then they pack
five? Base, elect, fire, magnet, cosmic.
Magnet. Forgot about magnet.
Magnet, yep.
Yeah, so...
I possibly forgot about magnet.
I don't know how they work.
I don't know how it works.
Because it mostly Paladin. Just stand. It doesn't really do anything aside from just stand.
Well, that's what SICs are mostly good for anyway. But the point is, you know, with five or even six, if you rope Cosmic into it, they could do, you know, seven or eight modules per set with one body in it.
That's very feasible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Rocket would be pretty easy to do. It wouldn't even need any new sculpting.
Yeah, it's just a color swap.
Yeah. And now they just have to get to it. Which is going to take, what, like 3 years, maybe?
Mm.
They
go through all the different O's forms, including different metal sets, not combos. How many... Okay, who's good at exponentials?
Fort Max?
They don't need to. You can swap them around.
Yeah, but, okay, great. How many combinations, though, of O's are there? That's what I'm actually wanting to know.
Isn't there about 120?
How many possible O's combos are there?
One. Because he's O's in every single form. Right?
That's not a trick. Okay, never mind.
It's always a trick question on this show.
Or a question about tricks.
Your mom.
And that is the right answer.
I'm sorry, you have to phrase it in the form of a question.
Your mom is
what's in
fattest?
Your mom?
Easy. But yeah, I want to see SIC Forze more than I want to see more SICOs.
Well, we've kind of already seen all of SICOs, so...
No, they'll do something
skip
else.
Forze and go right to Wizard.
Oh. Watch your whore tongue.
Wow.
Like, I can see them making the Forze suit look interesting in SIC style. I don't really see them doing much to improve Wizard's costume at all.
It could be interesting if they tried to add the dragon bits. Not that now, I want to, because, you know, it's f***ing Wizard.
Now, maybe they could do SIC Beast and sculpt it, like, dripping with mayonnaise.
Oh, wow. That will not look like it's dripping with cum at all.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
God. Just imagine. All right, Giga Beetle. It's time to put that Beast figure art on the line. Show us Beast covered in mayonnaise.
I'm sure mayonnaise can't be that harmful to figure arts.
No, it's
not harmful to humans, so it won't be harmful to figure arts.
Sure. It's just fat.
It's only harmful when taken internally, and, you know, you can't do that with the figure arts.
Well, no, you can, actually. You just put it in between the joints.
Right. But it's okay. You just wash it in...
I wonder if that's a cheap substitute for shock oil.
Shock oil's cheaper than mayonnaise.
You just wash it in bleach, and you're fine. If you ever have trouble, you know, any of your toys ever get dirty, just wash them in bleach.
No.
In bleach. That's...
I thought what you did was you put them in the dishwasher.
That is another possibility.
With bleach. Well, don't you wash your dishes with bleach?
Yeah, sure.
So that true story.
Create a weird taste at all, right?
True story about dishwashing.
Oh, I love these stories.
They're almost as good as the ones where you eat outdated food.
This isn't
true
one of those
stories of dishwashing.
Intro quote. Okay, so my grandmother, the one who's still alive and is nuts, many years ago in their house, they tended to have aunts quite frequently because it was an old house and, you know, it wasn't sealed.
Had all her sisters.
This is how we get aunts.
Right. So one day my mother comes into the kitchen where my grandmother is doing dishes and basically finds my grandmother spraying Raid on the dishes because of the ants. The dish... the cleaned dishes in the dish drainer.
Did you... Oh my god. That
Did
is...
Did she think that the plates generated ants?
That is amazing.
I think the idea was to keep the ants off the plates by using the Raid.
Well, you need to put it on the bottom of the plates and where they touch the ground.
No, that would make too much sense.
It was a completely failed raiding.
There were Raid gangs?
There were rape raids.
But anyway...
Okay, the only things we might have actually cared about from Tamashii Nations is the first look at Figuarts Gaim, Baron, and one of their bikes. All of which have an estimated release window of May.
Huh.
And hey, what do you know? They all click Figuarts.
Except this time the armor is not removable, of course.
Surprising absolutely no one.
Right.
Figuarts is the most consistent and unsurprising toy line I've ever seen.
It makes me sad.
It's like they're all perfect. I mean, there's never really any surprise when they come out. It's like, yep, that's what it should be. Okay, let's move on.
I think that's why I own only, like, four of them. Because after a while, it's just, why bother? There's other ways I could have a representation of this character or suit design if I want to. Which probably cost less.
And there's more fun ways, too.
Yeah, I would much rather have one of those Gaim armor transformation figures.
Oh god, they are so tempting.
I'll get one eventually, just this is not a good time.
I'm kind of hoping that like all the other toyetic rider toys, they go on sale when the show is almost over.
Yeah.
Like you could wait a year and get the Korean version. That usually seems to work out fine.
Yeah, the Korean ones usually come out at about 30% less than the Japanese price.
Like, you know, into Wizard, though, that the Forza figures were like $5 a pop.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of kicking myself for not buying now.
Mm. You would have had to buy that big exclusive set with all the extra modules, though.
Well, I don't need all the modules, but if you can get, like, all the different Forza suits for, like, under $50, why did I not do that?
That's true. That was kind of stupid, Mickey.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't watch Forza.
I didn't watch Forza, but I never had anything against it. And then when Wizard came out and sucked balls as mildly as it did, it really made me reconsider Forza as a whole, and I don't harbor any ill will now.
It's kind of like
when Forza came out, it was giving us a lighthearted show when I really was in the mood for something more serious. And so we just never really meshed.
Mm. Your experience sounds kind of like how things went in Transformers from Beast Machines to Energon, where it really took hitting Energon in its full awfulness for people to go back and say, you know, Beast Machines was an okay series after all.
Yes. Yes, it's very similar to that.
Of course, I like Beast Machines all the
time. Forza to Beast Machines isn't really doing it any favors.
Hmm. It's not a one-for-one thing. Don't worry about it too much.
No, we have built this out entirely.
Well, it's not like we have anything else to do tonight.
We did get our first close look at the watermelon arms from that toy line.
Watermelon Gundam.
Wasn't that in G Gundam?
It is kind of ridiculously awesome. Like most things in Gaim right now.
Yeah, it definitely has a Gundam feel to it.
That's going to be expensive, though, isn't it?
Not that expensive. They did the power dizer in the same scale back with the Forze line we mentioned.
But yeah, does he have to have, add salt to it to use it?
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Salt or tequila. You can use both if you want.
But you add tequila to watermelons? What's wrong with you?
You just warm it up in the microwave.
I don't know. Booze of your choice.
You've never drunk before, have you?
This one configuration, which I'm going to call, like, a flight mode, looks very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fly through the magic of CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be never seen again after 5 episodes.
Just like the power dies. Oh.
Oh, my.
This week after week. Although, I like how his flat mode makes his entire crotch area very exposed to damage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well-aimed slingshot. And
also, I'm a little alarmed by this metal thing sticking between his legs aimed at his crotch. It looks like one of those medieval torture devices they sit you on top of with the weights on your ankles.
If that thing drops out of the sky, he's going to be kind of unhappy.
No, it's not called a rack. It's called something else.
Well, by God, let's find out.
I'm not sure I want to find out that much.
Fort Max, you must know about this.
You never know when I might need one.
Nope. Way to help out, Fort Max.
Ah, thanks. Wooden horse, or also called a Spanish donkey.
Ooh.
Hey, let me link the wiki.
Wooden horse device.
I don't want to see that much about a Spanish donkey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Something about the phrase Spanish donkey is just really funny.
You're thinking of a Tijuana donkey.
Oh, I need one of those.
Why do you want a Tijuana donkey?
No particular reason. Let's move on.
Okay. Gladly.
JD, apparently you're O's because you ruined figure arts for a while. According to Gigabeetle.
I ruined figure arts?
Yeah.
How did
I'd
I do
buy that?
That
for a dollar.
Look, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, what did he do? How did JD ruin figure arts?
I think it's because he ruined the show. And O's figure arts ruined figure arts.
Oh, I see. So I'm the destroyer of figure
arts. Maybe he already guessed about the mayonnaise.
It's possible.
Okay, also this week, Kyoryuger Ranger Keys.
No way.
Yes.
Where's that at? Give me.
Bandai Premium.
Yes. A set of 12 keys for 16,200 yen.
I really wish Ken was here for this.
Yes.
Ken, who so rightly dislikes Kyoryuger, but must have Ranger Keys.
It's the ultimate dilemma.
In fact, I'm going to pretend Ken is here and dub in his reaction right now.
Okay.
So you get both Violets, Carnival, and all the other Rangers, of course. Plus possibly Debo's Keys.
Yeah, we really care about that.
And a mystery key that is definitely Death Ryuger.
You certainly said lots of words in a row there, some of which made sense.
Could be the alcohol.
But these won't work in the Mobi raids either.
It looks like they come with sound.
They're going to work on the Super Mega Force Morpher.
That would be amazing.
Hey, kids, look 6 years into the future.
What do you mean? The
future Conan?
The Mobi rate isn't forward compatible? What's up with that?
If Bandai was smart, they would have made Ranger Keys like Gaia memories. Of course, if Bandai was smart, they would make everything like Gaia memories.
Yeah. They did that once, and like, F that. We want them to buy more drives. If we put the sound in the thing, then they could just infinitely buy the little things. But, you know. Yeah, now they can just... Now we want them to buy the new device. So now there's going to be a... You know, we'll get a new Mobi rate that'll include the everything.
plus.
It'd be fantastic if when Kyoryuger comes to America, they get Jason David Frank to play the Green Ranger again.
He can play the character of Daigo's dad.
And when I say fantastic, I mean fantastic in a completely sad kind of way.
Mm. Yeah!
So it'd be Saban's Power Rangers right now.
That's terrible in a sad kind of way.
And other news. The first back catalog Sentai Blu-ray release has been announced. Shinkenger.
Oh.
Which is okay. Shinkenger's a good series.
Okay. It'd be funnier, though, if it was like, I don't know, Decaranger.
Grrr.
No, unintentionally funny would be Ghost Sager.
God.
No, I said Decaranger because that was the first one I could think of that wasn't shot in HD.
Also funny would be Time Ranger because it would make all of that coding nonsense pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. Oh, God, they could still do a shitty job on those Blu-rays.
Totally.
Well, true, but it would be funnier if you made all that work meaningless.
And I'm impressed they are including the Kamen Rider Decade crossover episodes with that.
I'm not really surprised.
Well, it allows them to add another 3 DVDs to the collection, so...
3 more DVDs to the Blu-ray collection?
3 more Blu-rays to the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So pedantic.
It would be fantastic if the Shinkenger Blu-ray set came with all of Shinkenger on Blu-ray and then a DVD of the Decade episodes.
Oh, brilliant.
I just think the
Decade warped reality so much he changed the media format.
I'm waiting for Japan to take a 48-episode series and fit it out into like 52 Blu-rays. No special features. Like they split episodes in half just to get more money out of the fans.
And make sure they're non-original HD and that they're all upscaled. So do that with Go Ranger and Go Ranger Blu-rays. And yeah, that'd be amazing.
Upscaled broadcast masters.
Totally.
No. Upscale Time Ranger. Upscale the Time Ranger DVDs.
Oh my god. And then one per Blu-ray. The resolution is actually enormous, but it scales it down to your television. So.
I still want less than one per Blu-ray.
Like
you put the first 20 minutes on one Blu-ray, and the next show starts off with the last 2 minutes of the episode.
It's an entire
it starts
series.
Next one.
It's an entire series for $10,000. And yet someone bought it.
Or rented it.
Speaking of things paying
no,
for
it. No, I don't think you that renting Blu-rays is very much a thing, like renting DVDs are. I think most just about every Blu-ray is purchase only.
Don't they, like, if you went to rent those, that would be like they provide you with like an ankle bracelet. Tracks your every move.
No, the Blu-ray is attached by a chain to the desk like the pins
totally.
Are at the bank.
Yeah. Okay, you can rent this, but you have to watch it on that TV right over there. I can't take it home? No.
Wait, isn't that how porno stores work?
I think it is.
It depends on the store, mostly.
Porno stores? Like, does that still exist? I
think
they just dropped all the innuendo and just said, these are glory hole stores. Because we know you're not coming here for porn. That's on your
computer. There's plenty of innuendo in glory hole stores.
Yeah, totally.
Some's in both endos.
It's like, look, you go in this room, you put your pee-pee through the hole.
Just don't ask any questions.
No.
Superhero Time is an educational show for those that don't know these things.
Just imagine whatever you want on the other side.
If you see a hole in the wall, put your penis through it. You'll be rewarded. These are facts. Life facts.
The facts of life. the facts. Oh, yeah.
No. You take the good, you take the bad, you take your dick, and you stick it through a hole. That's the facts of life.
And then whatever happens, just imagine it's whatever you want it to be. And never look back.
Don't look in the other rooms.
Don't look in the other rooms, and don't look back. And you'll be fine.
So yeah, that's about it for news this week.
You're welcome.
Damn it, Ken.
That's what a glory hole is?
Intro quote.
How many intro quotes did you get out of that last conversation?
Oh, that's not really important.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm guessing at least 9 or 10, then.
I cannot wait for this year-end show. This is going to be...
Oh, that's right. I should have been collecting stuff for the year-end show, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Just play a random episode, and we'll be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, really? I was thinking about it.
Play that episode that won't load past the first 5 minutes still.
Play the Godzilla episode. Let's punish everyone.
Was there a Mega Force episode this week?
Yep.
Fort Max.
Did anybody watch?
I watched it.
Did anybody care?
No.
It was bizarre. Rico the Robot! And boy, was like Emma very excited about saving that robot that they...
Look, unless his last name is Suave, we shouldn't give a shit.
No. Or Roughneck. Yeah. It was an amazing episode where they tried to befriend an evil robot that was programmed to destroy them eventually. And then tried to make friends with him and couldn't. And then they tried to save him and then Emma bitched out. And then they tried to save him again because, you know, that was worth it. And then they sent him off into space for some reason. But they did. There were a
few. They sent him to a planet where he couldn't harm anyone and no one could harm him.
Yeah, and there were a few hints dropped about the whatever they're going to call the Zanyek Empire showing up, because the villains were referencing that the army was on the way or whatever. So there does seem to be, they are sort of moving it in that direction. That and the dude, the leader dude that's been gone for like six episodes, like finally showed back up, you know, and he's like, well. You destroy the Rangers, and I'm going to get in this cocoon thing to become enormously powerful. And I'm like, if I was the second in command, I would be like, then why don't you just do it when you come out? Because we've really sucked at doing this for a while. So if you're going to become amazingly powerful, wouldn't it be easier for you to destroy them?
So he's going to transform into Walt Gill, and that's supposed to be an improvement.
Well, no, no, no. Yeah. Whoever the cocoon guy. No, I don't think this prince dude is going to become. I don't know. I guess he could become Walt Gill, but I don't know. But anyway, you know the moth guy or whatever. You know, now he's gone into his cocoon
to become a butterfly.
I guess he said he's going to become amazingly powerful after he comes out, but he wants the Rangers dealt with before he comes out. You know. Which, again, is why I'm saying, well, then why don't you just take care of the Rangers when you come out and you're badass?
He won't be that amazingly powerful.
He won't be amazing.
He's Ghost Sager.
Yeah.
Of course he won't.
So, but Emma did figure out how to use the fortress to send their robot friend off into space. So, that was a thing that happened. And they really loved Rico. He was their friend for an episode. Especially, and you especially know it because at the end of the episode, it flashed back to the things that just happened like 15 minutes ago. Like that time they were picnicking or that one time that they played soccer.
In case the viewers came in after the commercial break.
Had him play catch, yeah.
Or when he tried to murder them.
Yeah, they didn't really flash back to that part. Yeah, they kind of.
How convenient.
Yeah, they kind of left that part out.
It's important to remember the good times.
Right. Focus on the good. It's Rico. We'll miss you.
You know, that time he tried to stab you in your sleep, that's not really important now.
Yeah, the time he grew, like, gigantic Mega Man-style Buster arms and, like, shot Emma straight in the face. Don't remember that part.
We'll miss you like we miss Samurai.
What I love, though, is like Robo Knight was totally like, yeah, cap the bitch. The robot of the group was like, f*** this dude. It was awesome. So, yeah, there you go.
That's okay. Quick... Megaforce is almost over with.
We are quickly... Yay.
Three more episodes.
And we'll be into Super Megaforce.
Come February.
I'm pretty excited about that.
But in the meantime, we get several months of nothing, you know.
And then several, then we'll get
That's
like
okay,
eight
we're
episodes
used to that.
And several more months of nothing till October.
Maybe they should just wait and start the show in August and run it all at once.
Power Rangers doesn't have seasons, it's just a seasonal show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way Nickelodeon handles all their stuff.
Oh, it's time for Halloween. That means it's time for new shows.
But the first 10 of episodes of Megaforce is on Netflix now, too, so...
Yeah, that's swell.
Why did f***ing die?
Dear God, Paladin. You should try acid.
Where the f*** did that come from?
I'm just saying, it might bring some joy to your life.
It's unrelated, but... I'm for this idea.
You know, you're very bitter for all the older you are, and you know, just try dropping acid or something.
Yeah, I think Paladin's the second youngest here.
Exactly, and yet he's curmudgeonly, like he's like 65. He's like one of those old guys up in the thing in Muffet and the Muppets, except he's not like
that. Muffet.
Muppet. God damn it.
The Muffet.
Are you a man or are you a Muffet?
The old guy's up in the thing.
The balcony, yes. Statler.
Statler and Waldorf?
Guys up in the Muffets.
The Muffets up in the pantry.
I've seen that video before online.
Do you know the Muffet Man?
The Muffet Man?
The Muffet.
The one who lives in Drury Lane?
Yes.
I think that's the response.
My favorite show yet.
Much better than last week so far.
Oh, yes. And almost twice as long.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like it'll matter.
There's an intro quote.
Yeah. Almost twice as long.
No, we're using alternative services to get the show out there.
Okay.
So this week's show should actually post at the normal time. Instead of like
using archive.org.
Yeah, we have a different hamster that we'll be providing.
All the content in this week's show has been brought to you by archive.org.
Next week we'll be hosting the show on Hotmail. Just email us and we'll forward it to you as an attachment.
We'll have Ken do that. I nominate Ken for that job.
Second.
We'll post on altbinarysuperhero.time.
Oh my god.
Altbinaries erotica superhero time.
Okay, so, Gaim?
Yep, that leftover episode. Mm-hmm. Which probably means we won't be able to cover one next week, based on the rate that the subs come out.
Well, we'll see. So, Mickey, why don't you talk about this episode?
Oh, because I'm not prepared.
We'll wait.
That's kind of the point here. You haven't picked up on that in 4 years?
Well...
No, I don't purposely do that to Mickey Paladin. That's special for you.
Right.
Because once a year I get the chance to stab him in his sleep, so he knows not to f*** with me.
Sometimes twice a year.
By stab.
Look, okay, four. Yeah, four. It's like the glory hole thing. I've learned not to ask questions.
You wake up slightly sore. But shitting is really easy.
The hell it is. I don't know who's been plowing your hole, but man, I'd aim for something better.
Look, I'm just, it's, I'm going by general viewer's perception, you know. None of these guys listening to the show have gotten laid, so, you know.
This has taken a really brown turn.
Superhero time has no other colors.
No, there's white.
White?
What?
Wow.
Sour cream?
Oh. Okay. There we go.
Fort Max, you have to understand the confusion there. You're from Texas, so obviously you're racist.
Right. That was my first thought.
Right.
Okay. All right. Guy, episode 4.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. So we open up and through the looking glass and Oz or wherever the ever this place is. And Banana and Orange are hanging out and they demorph. And
you should zip that up.
And the guy was all like, hey, don't
you like
wipe
these down and like have them ready or.
What?
Paladin. Amazing.
Oh, yes. What?
Paladin's got his book of 1001 horrible podcast jokes.
Anyway, Gaim's like, hey, you should be careful. I've been here before. This place is dangerous. And Banana's like, yeah, if you're pussy, f*** off. I'm leaving.
Oh, by the way, those fruits turn into lock seeds.
Which I'm fairly certain that he would have figured out immediately because he's not retarded.
Well, I mean, if Kota could figure it out by himself, you know.
Right, and this is Banana. He's the shit.
So we're just calling them by their fruit names?
Yes, because I'm too inebriated to bother trying to remember what their real names are.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Baron, or are you talking about Gorosaki?
Yes, I'm speaking to Banana now. Meanwhile, at Stately Wayne Manor, dopey sidekick kid from Gaim is coming home from a long day of schooling, where he meets his totally not evil older brother on their banister staircase.
And I'm pretty sure they have a peeing statue, too.
Because nobody who has a banister staircase can possibly be evil.
No.
Especially in Japan.
Yeah, you're off subject here, but one time I actually removed a body down a banister staircase, and there's like a big grand piano down at the bottom. It was the most surreal thing.
Wow. I don't even know what
where,
to say.
Where was I?
Totally not evil guy on totally not evil staircase.
Yeah, all right. Big brother is all chastising little brother for sucking at school and being a pussy. And then he starts giving him rape face, which is upsetting.
Very.
Yeah, chastising him for his bad grades that put him at the top of the class.
And he's like, I was top last quarter. He's like, oh, good. Then you should be able to do it for the whole year. Hmm.
No, I was top of my class. He's like, you should have been top of like the whole nation.
Of the whole f***ing school.
Right.
Jesus.
Perhaps the
calm
world
down. Your brother is obviously a loser. Look at his hair. It doesn't have nearly as much product in it as yours does.
Right.
He will never be an evil badass.
Is that how we're determining social standing now, by amount of hair product?
Oh yeah, product is very important.
Yeah. The more wax you have in your hair, the more evil you could become. And look at Gaim versus Banana. I mean,
or look at Decade.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he's the destroyer of worlds.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty badass to destroy worlds.
Or a colossal f*** up.
Yes.
Paging Mike Nelson.
So, meanwhile, back in the Forest of Eden, Banana is wandering around looking for the Golden Lagoon, but he finds lock seeds. And like, oh, good. A sunflower seed. He immediately turns around and finds a mango seed and just tosses a sunflower seed over his shoulder like it's garbage.
This.
But I love his, like, I could take this and give it to someone else. Like, no, f*** it. Trash.
I only got so many hands.
And before he can start strip mining the entire forest, pushed by a bunch of yummies or whatever the f*** they call it.
Invest.
Yes. At which point, he starts mercilessly stabbing them with his giant banana.
Because you know, that's what you do when you enter a new world.
Exactly what we think it means.
When you enter a new world and find natives, what do you do but stab them with your banana?
Yeah. They're being aggressive. It's fine. Remember, Team Baron's motto is we come in peace, shoot to kill.
Extend the Star Trek reference.
Meanwhile, on the other end of the forest, Gaim discovers a bunch of shadowy figures in full-body cloaks capturing specimens. And he's like, hey guys, what's up?
I love that part. Just like, hey guys! How you doing? And they're like, get the fuck out, get the fuck out!
Right, shit, 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 we've been made!
Run away, run away!
Send in the melon.
And Copa's all like, hey, wait, I want to be friends! Where are you going?
Oh, guys, I was going to make a souffle.
You know, it has to be telling on some level that all those guys are wearing hazmat suits to spend time in the forest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Given that the whole forest radiates and pulsates with an alarming energy, they really should have figured out they shouldn't be here. At least not transformed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least not untransformed.
Yes.
Yes.
Minor details, Fort Max.
Thanks for helping out with that.
He wouldn't be Fort Max otherwise.
This is true.
So, this time the shadowy melon rider shows up, and he throws out bait to lure in an invest to occupy Gaim for a bit. Pineapple Arms makes quick work of the invest, and then Gaim proceeds to get his ass beaten to the ground by melon.
And then shot on the ground while he's down. Because damn.
Yeah, Melon kind of beats the shit out of Gaim like he's not even trying.
Mm-hmm.
Baron plays to win, but he plays fair. Zangetsu will f*** you up.
And going the whole time is keeps going, why are we having to fight each other? Well, maybe you have to fight him because he's beating you into the ground right now.
Maybe because he's pulling an Inway on you.
Yeah, Gaim just seems to catch on to the fact that he's going to die if he doesn't fight back.
That's because up until now, it's only been the game.
I don't know. If I was in a martial arts tournament, and then someone started actually trying to kill me with a knife, I think I'd catch on pretty quickly that, oh, this isn't a game anymore, I better fight back.
Thing is, though, you know, he's only been doing this like this for at most a few weeks. You know, prior to that, he wasn't even playing the game, and the normal way to play was to, you know, hold the lock seed, not actually transform and fight directly. So he hasn't really, I don't think he's had time to put together in his head, oh, this is for real, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's not going to be a stage where the guy shooting him and trying to kill him is going to stop and let him go because he's won.
Perhaps. Meanwhile, back at Team Baron's palatial estate / garage / staircase.
It's a palatial staircase.
I'm sorry?
I said it's a palatial staircase.
Yes, it is a very palatial staircase. Baron has made it back to the real world, and he's offering Team Raidwild and Team Jake Forze. Basically, he's asked them to whore themselves out to his team in exchange for pimp-ass lock seeds. Which, they're both smart, so they say, yes.
And he mentions you're going to get the seeds from us instead of Sid. Is Sid the only lock seed dealer in the city?
He's probably the main one anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Sid is our Kirihiko.
Or he's the one that sells the best ones anyway.
Ah.
We haven't seen his ass yet.
Is Sid working for Yggdrasil? Or is he on the phone?
I'm sure.
Because he's the one that gave them the bikes that took them into Zipper World. At which point, the Yggdrasil goons seemed utterly surprised to see them, and Zangetsu did not seem happy to see them there at all.
Well, and also think, though, too, that Cid has a very different Loxie that he, you know, has in his possession. So he could be sort of some sort of independent agent.
So either
well.
He's not associated with Yggdrasil, or the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Or he just owns a franchise for the area.
I'm kind of thinking Yggdrasil probably doesn't know, you know, one branch doesn't know what the other branch is doing.
Kind of like Bandai.
They want him to put the lock seeds out. They just don't know all the lock seeds he has or what he's doing with them. Or possibly the drivers, too.
Or he's has directives from higher up that...
At the very least, yeah. It looks likely that Cid isn't really any kind of mastermind of what's going on. He's not operating under direct orders to make sure this happens a specific way.
Right.
But
it's ultimately just another pawn.
Yeah.
But we do find out that he's, you know, conscious of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
to where he can't really act overtly in certain ways. He's probably got enough independence to make decisions like spreading the bike seeds or the odd driver here and there, but I don't think he's free to do whatever he wants to.
No, well, even, you know, what's his name? Bitchy Scratchy. He was, I mean, because we'll get there in a second, but. anyway. sorry, I usually don't come up with those very good. Anyway.
You're telling me.
Yeah. But he does say something about, you know, how Cid would be working for him, mm-hmm. you know, eventually as he climbed the chain. So, and that seemed to, if it didn't intimidate Cid, it at least, you know, was like, eh, I like your spunk. And
you
not
know,
in the sperm kind of way.
Might.
Well,
he could be into that. We don't judge.
Could be, it, you know.
It may well be too.
As many people as possible.
It may well be that Takatora is working his own plan somewhat independently, and Cid might be more on the corporate mindset of it.
Right.
You know, they might be going for the same thing, but working completely clear of each other, where they don't
know.
I have
to say, I do like how Mitch handles this situation, because he clearly wants to stand at his own person, but he's not afraid to use his family influences when it might help him out.
You know what I like is the fact
it's
that we're
not
even.
Point.
I like the fact that we're even questioning all of these things. When at this point in Wizard, we are like, so we all think that that Wiseman is the White Wizard, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like that we have all of these things to question.
Because at this point, it was like White Wizard, Wiseman. Yeah, that's the same guy, right? Yep. Okay. Wow, that was interesting.
And then they dragged it out for 40 f***ing episodes.
Yeah.
Speaking
like
of things that Gaim does that are really surprising and amazing. Okay, the scene where Kota's sister invites Mai and what's his name over?
Mitch.
Japanese
Bitch. Ziggy.
Because Bitch. Kota's acting weird. And when they find him in his room terrified because he almost got f***ing murdered.
Rocking back
in
and forth
in the
corner. In
a normal show, when the hero dealt a defeat like that, they said, okay, I'm going to get stronger and I'm going to defeat him. I'm going to stop him.
Yeah.
No, Kota has
Here
a very
Kota
human reaction saying, I just got almost got killed.
Things.
I am scared shitless. I'm quitting now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was doing this for fun and someone wants to kill me. This.
Once again, he's doing what most of us would probably do.
Yeah. Once the driver doesn't turn you into an immortal, unstoppable badass, you
yep.
still think like an actual person would think.
Yep.
It's fantastic writing for a writer mm-hmm. show.
And plus, they really nailed it well with Kota's actor, because unlike most guys, this is one of the few times that they didn't hold auditions. Just the producer was like, okay, I want this guy for Kota.
So what's this guy's background that he knew to go after him?
Let's see. Kota had been some other, had been in various variety shows before, and like, when,
it,
but
he was in a variety of variety shows, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And
he was in a selection of variety shows.
And apparently, producer Takebe just was like, "Okay, yeah, this guy is perfect. And it, and really, I seems he is perfect for the role.
That's cool. That's an interesting direction to go for casting, and it does seem to be working out so far.
And like we were told, the show started out light, and then there's a pretty heavy little drop right here in the middle of the episode where it gets serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it was at this part of the episode, then I sort of came to the conclusion that Gaim is heading in a very, very strong direction for me. So let's hope they keep
this up.
And
now we just hope they don't drop the ball.
Right.
At least other than the one that unzips from the sky.
Or, you know, if they do, at least let it be late enough in the series that we're just going to momentum forward to the end of it anyway.
So, after that pleasant little scene, we get Maya and Mitch out there by the fountain, and Maya's bitching that Kota's...
Because that's kind of what she does.
Yeah, she's never happy with anything anybody has ever...
That is where the problem is, dropping the ball, because she's kind of a terrible character.
But Mitch is standing by and supporting what Kota did, you know, saying, you know, he sacrificed, you know, what he was doing to help us, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's honorable.
It actually kind of put me in mind of early O's, where, you know, basically the morality of desire was going back and forth from different perspectives. This kind of feels like that.
I can see that, yeah. It's more complex than just good versus evil.
I guess I should have led into that saying, this reminds me of the good part of O's.
So, later on that evening, Mitch is looking at his stalker footage of my dancing and masturbating furiously before deciding, I'm going to go buy a driver. I'll impress this bitch and win her prize.
It's a very different sort of fruit.
I was going to say hole, but that just sounded crude.
So you let Paladin do it for
electric
you.
Electric shit isn't crude, but hole is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And make use of her talents, I guess.
No, she's not talented at all.
Electric shits aren't crude because those come out of an outlet, not a hole.
Aha, I see what you did.
Hmm. So did Paladin.
Your puns aren't so funny when they're on the other foot, are they? Of the other shoots, too. They're all about shoots.
With the Muppets.
Maybe you should have shut up.
Nice try, Paladin.
Wow.
No, I still win that, even saying drunk things like shoot.
Yeah, Buzz Mickey is the best thing for the podcast.
Damn it,
how great
this
show would be if everyone was drunk like me. Imagine if the show would be if everyone was drunk me.
I would settle for Fort Max being drunk like you, Mickey. Just because I can't...
would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, I just can't imagine.
I don't want to know what drunk JD would be like.
Oh.
Apparently like normal JD, according to the RFC audience.
Yeah, I know. They keep thinking I'm drunk when I'm on the show. I don't know. I haven't been drunk JD in a long time, so...
And he can't anyway. It conflicts with his medications.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little bit to drink over the weekend.
Or his medication improves it.
Ooh.
Or it'll kill me.
We didn't say how it would improve
I'm
it.
I'm on blood thinners, blood pressure medication, and antidepressants. So, you know, I don't know what that mix is going to do.
Well, then just do something safe, like some X.
Sure. Oh.
No, not this again.
That's what Paladin need to do. We need to drop X together. Totally.
So... You know, Paladin's expressed an interest in going to ShardaCon in 2015. We should get JD to go, too.
Oh, man.
And then, we'll dose them both with some mollies and watch the fun.
Oh, yeah. By mollies, you mean Molotov cocktail, right?
Yes.
Of course, that's what I meant.
I can taste colors.
Shit, Molotov cocktails were named for the person they were throwing them at.
Really?
Yeah.
There was someone
I'm
named
pretty
Cocktail.
Sure that's true. I read it somewhere once.
I can't think of that now without thinking of Molotov Cocktees from Venture Brothers. So.
Venture Brothers does make a lot of things better.
it so is. I'm like, I know I'm behind the times, but now that I'm watching it, I'm like, this is amazing.
Much better than that robot chicken shit.
Well, back in Gun,
electric robot chicken.
Mitch is having this conversation with Sid, and they've got like a bizarre candy jar full of eyeballs or something in front of them. I don't know. It's gross looking.
Maybe they're gummies.
Gummy eyeballs?
Or gummy olives. That's probably what they are.
Gummy olives.
Ooh.
And wiener too.
Anyway, as discussed earlier, Mitch gets his warring driver and grape seed.
Warring awesome driver.
Yeah.
The umlauts pronounced
fine.
Awesome.
I'm sure you'll do the right thing and take it back.
So, is his grape seed seedless grapes or are they seeded grapes? It's very confusing.
It's the seeded seedless grape.
The lock seed is the seed that the seedless grapes seed from.
Hmm.
But how much seed could a lock seed seed if a lock seed was seedless seed?
This is about semen again, isn't it?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
When is it not?
Good point.
I hear seed that many times in a sentence, and I'm thinking sperm. So,
inside of seminal fluid.
I'm thinking baby batter.
This lock seed tastes like mayonnaise.
So the episode ends up back at the main stage where Jake has his strawberry seed he's about to bust out. And Mitch pulls out his grapes and he unzips and pulls out his grapes.
God, look at those grapes. They're huge.
I wonder if he shaved them recently.
But uh-oh, what's this? There's a secondary zipper and something flies out.
No, that's the lock seed that the Invito team guy had.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me.
That was really not made clear to me at all, even when I was sober.
No, you're fine.
They did kind of rush this final part, even though they spent most of the preview hyping up the appearance of Ryugen this time.
And it turns out we only find out about Ryugen from a recap from Mr. DJ on somebody's iPad. We didn't even get to watch the fight live as it happened.
Yeah, that's kind of a rip.
It's like they're making this episode awesome. They're like, oh shit, we're out of time.
I hope that doesn't become commonplace.
They spent too much money in the forest.
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of okay with more good acting drama and less stock fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next week, we get Strawberry Arms forever.
Isn't Strawberry Arms the name of a shampoo?
Why not?
Probably in Japan.
Mm. So I like Gaim.
Hell yeah.
Gaim is pretty awesome so far.
So far, Gaim is the best thing since the first half of O's.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah. On the Mickey scale, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
great
some high
until
marks.
It crosses me.
Well, yeah.
And we got the movie trailer at the end, too. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I tried to ignore that as much as possible.
Yeah.
Even for the sake of the Rider arms?
Rider movies. They're all fucking terrible. There's not been a good Rider movie since Double ended.
Yeah, probably not.
Mm. Wow.
I think the closest one to good was probably, what, Megamax?
Yeah, Megamax was
And watchable. That was not really good on an objective sense.
Yeah.
That was good in a, hey, this isn't core.
Wait a minute, the Forza movie with all the action and shit was pretty good.
It was not as overall strong as Double's movie.
Okay. I'm just saying.
The advantage that Double's movies had is they tied directly into the plot. They were relevant.
Right.
Double kind of spoiled us on a lot of things, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that at all. No, but just as Rider movies go in general, Double's summer movie was really, really strong in all areas.
Yeah.
It was exceptional.
And even Begin's Night was good.
Yeah.
Because well, it tied parts directly of it. Into what was going on with the show. I mean, it was important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the best thing Double did, but it was still good.
It was important to watch because it told you stuff that you needed to know.
Right.
Whereas all the other movies tell you nothing because they're basically not canon.
Or because they're written by the time episode 4 is, you know, just finishing shooting.
Yeah.
And possibly has a completely different writer.
A completely failed writer.
But on well, a positive would... note, the episode actually ends with an advertisement for some kind of papercraft Gaim figures that look adorable.
And wieners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, wrong commercial.
That was last week for the fish sausage.
It doesn't matter. There's always room for wieners.
Intro quote.
You're welcome.
Enough lube. Anything is possible.
You guys are just giving me all kinds of material this week. Okay, so break time?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Isn't once an episode enough for that?
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Superhero time.
And how the f*** do they work?
Ruining jokes for everyone.
Imagine joining the Power Rangers in space on a cosmic adventure. A planet's exploding. The new deluxe Astro Megaship morphs into Astro Megazord. The new Delta Megaship morphs into Delta Megazord. And both escape destruction. Oh no, evil space rays! Morph the Zords together to become the Astro Delta Megazord and block their evil power. Where will your next space adventure take you? Find out with the deluxe Astro Megazord and Delta Megazord from Bandai.
What's that? Do you have insurance on this car? No.
It must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
So, time for Power Playback. So last week, JD decided we should watch episode 32 of Mega Ranger.
I did not.
I'm sorry, but if you will refer to the recording last week, you'll find that you did.
I don't think so.
By majority consensus, this was your decision.
I reject your Orwellian interpretation of what happened last week.
And then, of course, you made the executive decision to add episode 31 to that because it's actually a two-part.
I noticed that that decision was made. However, I did not participate.
Also because, you know, the torrent was both episodes, so.
Yeah, you didn't really have a choice.
I mean, you can download just part of a torrent, but if it's there, we might as well.
Right.
All right, so JD, why don't you take this one?
Sure.
Because I made the executive decision to watch Dragon Ball Z Abridged instead of Mega Ranger in the 30 minutes before starting the show.
I watched Mega Ranger, but I was trying to evolve my Eevee at the time, so that tells you how well I watched it.
Then this shouldn't take long.
No, this will be great. I don't know. Starts out with the Mega Rangers. Kentaro.
Some douche. Now, before that, Ecliptor's dead and Darkonda's taking over now.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of smoking on a table.
Because, this is right after the Darkonda stuff.
Mm.
That's not important, though.
I don't know. Dude Bro is like, I got this. And then Funky Hair McChillin. Is like, so...
Does Darkonda have extra lives in this version, too?
No. No, this character is, as far as I've seen, nothing like the one in Power Rangers in Space.
So, I don't know. There's a couple things that happen. They're probably going to happen out of order in the way that I described them. So, whatever. It doesn't matter.
What else is new?
Yeah, really. So, so one thing that's going on is the mega command people are like, holy crap, we got this new thing. And the one guy is like, yep, I got it. And it's in this case thing. And it would be really stupid for me to run into the middle of gunfire, but I'm probably going to do that eventually anyway.
Yellow 4?
Yeah, totally. Meanwhile, back on the evil ranch, they're trying to decide, like, well, what the hell? Because, you know, dude bro's dead, so we need somebody else to be badass. And so the one guy's like, hey, I'll do that. And Dr. Horns is like, well, I do have this magic serum. And I was going to give it to him, but he's dead, so that would be pointless. So I think I'll give it to you, and it'll make you badass. And he's like, that's awesome. Thanks. And so, yeah, so he takes it, and then he goes and, like, finds the Mega Rangers and starts kicking their ass, like, horribly. Meanwhile, the guy with the briefcase is there, and he's, you know, hiding, which is smart. But I think he dropped, like, the briefcase or something, and it was going to get destroyed. So he, like, ran out of the middle of gunfire and then got blasted in the face. And they're like, holy crap, guy. That I would probably know who that was if I watched the rest of the series. But I didn't, so I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, he's been in, like, one episode before this.
Good job, guy. He'll probably end up being, like, an actual Sentai in a later series. But anyway.
he's the head of the maintenance team for the megaship.
It's already more information than I care about. so, anyway, so yeah, so he gets all shot to hell, and then, like, the guy is, like, fighting them, and he's just about to deliver the coup de grace and, like, kill them all. And they're like, holy crap, back at the command station, send out, you know, Silver, and the guy's like, are you a total f***ing idiot?
Yes, because we know how much Silver is a douchebag.
We have that.
No, he's not a douchebag here.
We have that experiment thing going on that I'm sure may have been referenced in a previous episode, but no,
it has. It has because they're working on Silver is the head guy. Is the head.
More information than I already care about. Okay, so
it's only been the thing that he's skipping out on every single time he goes to play Mega Ranger.
So this is why Silver never showed up in, like, you know, space, because he was busy doing things. Anyway, so they're like, you know, call in Silver. And he's like, you dumbass, we can't do that because they're on the moon and we can't talk to them. So
he's busy being handsome on the moon.
So we're just kind of screwed. So then, like, you know, the evil alien guy that's about to kill them all of a sudden starts leaking pus everywhere and then is like, what the hell is wrong with me, and disappears. And they're like, thank God that happened, because we were about to die. And then they go to dude bro that got shut up, and he's like, take me to the fortress thing, because I don't care about dying since I'm a secondary character. What's really important,
and I'm going to die anyway.
What's really important is giving you this disc thing. So get me there, and then...
So we'll I can give it to you, give the thing that I have right here to you.
To you later. Yes. You know, I could give it to you now, but I need to get there myself, because the plot requires me to do so. I read the script. Thank you. So, so yeah.
After he just before he disappears, Darkonda is apparently dripping in sour cream.
Yeah, I did mention that. Yes, he's got pus and goo leaking everywhere. And so he shows up, like, you know, at the underpass later. He's like, holy crap, what's happening? And Dr. Evil Horns shows up, and he's like, oh, yes, that pill thing I gave you. Yeah, it made you totally awesome, and it's also going to, like, wipe your brain and make you crazy. So,
but by any means necessary, isn't that
right?
Right?
Yeah, but you said, you said. So I love this. I love this.
Yeah, the any means necessary was exactly his explanation for absorbing Ecliptor earlier.
Yeah. So I love this. I love this pill thing though, because it's great. Because it's like, more things should work like that. Like you go to your doctor or something, like, we'll take this pill and you'll become really strong and muscular. And then you drink it and he's like, and your penis will catch on fire. What?
Take this pill to have longer, thicker eyelashes. Oh, and you'll have brown eyes.
What? You didn't mention that ahead of time? Yeah. So he gets enormous and starts destroying everything. So they make Galaxy Mega and the shotgun with the Gatling gun attachment and
Super Galaxy Mega.
Don't care.
The Mega Ranger Zords were so awesome.
Yes.
It's just the names were so terrible.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what's the worst name. Super Galaxy Mega or Astro Delta Megazord?
Yeah.
Because neither one is really a good name.
Did Saban name them?
No, Saban didn't have any idea what was going on in the TV show. That's how we got Power Rangers in space.
Yeah.
This is the only time Saban kept the names from the Sentai until Megaforce. Yeah.
They were sent footage that showed them in space, so, hey, we'll do it in space.
Yeah.
And when they got it and found that it was set in a high school and technology base, they were like, shit, we have toys. We'll still do it in space.
Basically,
sort of space.
Basically, that year, Toei decided to be trolls.
Let's see what they do with this one. Oh, you're very bad. I know. they'll never get it. Donkey Kong. Anyway, So they're basically getting punched in the head. And this is when I was really intensely trying to evolve my Eevee and stopped paying much attention. So all I know is
basically they get their ass handed to them.
Yeah, they get really beat up and they're like,
and lots of computers explode.
Yeah, and they're like, holy crap, it destroys the Galaxy Megazord so bad that it blows up their base as well.
That's because their base is inside Galaxy Mega.
Oh, well, there you go.
Every time,
like really poor planning.
Yeah, every time they transform the ship and go fight, all of the people who run the organization are inside it.
That does seem like an unsafe way.
Yes. They highlight this when their injured friend comes into the cockpit with them.
Yeah. That seems very unsafe.
They're putting all their lives in the hands of teenagers driving.
Picard is like, what the f***? Why would you just...
What are you talking about? Picard did that like every week with Wesley.
Yeah, well, that is true. Yeah, but he was just trying to get that kid off his back. Anyway. God damn it, why won't his panel explode?
Because
damn
his
it.
Name's in the credits.
I keep rotating him to different computer panels and it won't explode in his face.
JD just figured out why Wesley became an officer.
His only officers that sit at control panels get their faces blown up. Put him in a red uniform and everything.
So Galaxy Mega uses Fire Spin.
Yeah, I don't know. They gave him some.
And it's not very effective.
No. Fortunately, it was a ground type. And...
Was that the Gokaiger ultimate power for them? I don't remember.
They didn't show their ultimate, did they? Or, I guess they did. Yeah, they did. But I don't remember what happened because it wasn't a toy based one.
The only thing it did with the mecha was that it gave. Guys, the Mega Winger backpack.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. That's their ultimate
that
power.
So anyway, So meanwhile, Gintaro and Kenta and the rest of the Kamen Rider Club head off into. Has people made this connection before? I'm sorry, right? That's not just me. Like, come on, Kenta, Genta. Space, sort of.
And then a piece of Darkonda breaks off and turns into Cthulhu.
Thanks for overriding my question, though, Paladin. That's good.
Yeah, Paladin, thank you.
Anyway. No, really, is that just me or?
It's yes. just you.
Okay. Because it's also a high school setting, and okay, just saying.
Oh, you're saying because they got similar things. They're kind of similar.
They've got similar names. It's a high school setting. You know.
I guess in those circumstances, you could say the shows are similar.
Okay.
Because they have similar names. They're both set in a high school about space.
Right.
But no.
But no one's made that connection. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. And then the whole like second episode basically introduces the Mega Voyagers. And they're awesome. And that's all you need to know. And that's it.
No. You're missing the most important part of episode two. The Pink Mega Ranger is all about champagne.
Oh, I did miss that part, I guess. Like I said, I was really trying to evolve that Eevee.
At least at the very end, when you know, Mega Silver's like, oh, I've got champagne, but y'all are too young. You can't have it. The Pink Ranger snatches that bottle out of his fucking hands and clutches onto it for dear life.
She probably does go to like parties and things. So, yeah. Huh. So anyway, there you go. All you need to know is the Mega Voyagers are pretty awesome.
Unless you buy a set off somebody and they come broken.
And colored with markers.
Well, they are kind of doomed to failure designs. Which is a shame because they were probably the best ones in the series.
Colored with markers.
No, you remember the ones that he got off eBay.
Yeah.
That's why he made the reference to being colored in with markers, Fort Max.
Yeah, but I saying that being doomed to be broken, that thing had to have been like had rocks thrown at it or something to break like that.
It was
that's
the rare.
I saw the Mega Voyager's finishing attack is a giant cock rocket. He even like braces it against his groin to fire.
It is one of the
it
better
is definitely
finishers.
A one shot, isn't it?
Okay, so that's a good question, though. Every time they use it, do they have to build a new cone for Mega V3?
Well, it's mostly just aluminum and dynamite, so I don't know about gold. You know.
Fair point.
You know. You just wrap some aluminum around a mold and stick some dynamite in there. There you go.
They must have a lot of soda cans around.
Totally.
Maybe they just peel the wrappers off the champagne bottles.
Lord knows, she probably goes through enough of them.
So, what should we do next week?
How about Magic Ranger?
Well, as I was discussing with Gobbles on Twitter a couple days ago, that has a good case of giving you retinal herpes from the encoding at TV Nihon.
Watch Monkey.
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 Is Monkey your new metal heroes, Fort Max?
Possibly.
I haven't decided yet.
It's a case of Monkey versus Robot.
Is Monkey a metal hero?
No.
Could he be?
What if you wrap him in aluminum foil?
And put dynamite in his butt.
What we need to do is take a soda can and stuff it with firecrackers. You know, homemade Mega V3 rocket. That would totally work, right?
Completely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are you encoding tonight, Fort Max?
Nothing.
Oh, then what's playing in the background?
The Diet Crap song.
Oh.
Oh, God. I swear. You are Akiba Red.
No, if he was Akiba Red, he'd be singing along to it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Give him a minute.
That said,
it's the ramen song from Jetman.
I was going to suggest a Fort Max version of Girls in Trouble.
Oh my god, yes.
Fort Max, what do we have to do to get you to do that on the show?
Probably a Deca Ranger episode.
Paladin, find us a Deca Ranger episode.
Go!
Isn't Deca Ranger only done by TV Nihon?
I don't care.
Nothing yellow in it.
There's a certain thing that will give us a pass for that.
specifically, what are the episodes that uses Girls in Trouble?
Well, let's see. We've already done the one that introduces it. So are there other episodes?
Was that a Decaranger? I don't remember right away.
There were quite a few.
Okay, how about this? The movie uses an alternate version of that as the end theme. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll do Decaranger the movie.
So what else haven't we done for a while?
Nothing. We've done everything.
Your mom?
We have been kind of slacking off on that a little bit.
Yep.
I slack off on your mom all the time.
But, you know, your mom runs in cycles.
Your mom doesn't run anywhere.
Or cycle.
We did determine a few weeks ago, though, that it's basically JD's fault we don't do your mom jokes so often anymore.
I'm guilty. But really, are we worse off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of you, JD, we've substituted your mom for shit and semen.
And also all kinds of perverted nonsense.
Your mom's not perverted nonsense?
No, that's just, that's like grade school perverted nonsense. I'm talking like college level.
An advanced degree in perverted nonsense.
Yeah, but it's from a 2-year school, so it doesn't mean much.
Right.
It's, in the Caribbean.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not like, you know.
We've got a Caribbean degree in perverted nonsense.
University of Alabama States. Oh.
Graduating class of March.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the cosmetology majors on the front. Receive your diplomas.
On the back is a coupon for hot wings.
Somebody going to Alabama's University State is like, why?
They'd never hear the joke because they don't have internet there.
That's a good point. They get it on CD from a friend. They have encoders. You think somewhere in like some impoverished country that doesn't have internet, they have someone that like, or like one guy has internet, they encode it to like CD.
And then hook up to a cassette adapter in their car.
Yeah, they dub it down to an audio cassette.
And then like distribute it, you know. It's 2 weeks behind, but this is superhero time. Yay.
Through the magic of high-speed dubbing.
Go cook that tuna.
I haven't had sushi in a long time.
Oh, I had the worst sushi of the day.
Oh? Was it one of the places that you took me?
No, I got it from the Bilo across the street from us.
Huh. Now, let me think about this for a second.
Okay. Now, you got the sushi is generally not great, but passable, you know? Like, if you want sushi, but you don't give a shit about having good sushi, because I'll get this, it'll satisfy my need for $5, and I won't have to make an effort to put on pants. I can just wear, you know, shorts.
This makes me think about that commercial where it's like, the dude buys the sushi, and then it's like an hour or so later, and he starts shitting himself.
That was gas station sushi, though. That was gas station.
The rice the sushi is made out of, it's hard for me to describe the exact texture of it. But imagine if you compressed rice into diamond.
That's because the sushi rice was allowed to get cold. That's what causes that.
It was revolting. It was like chewing on frozen peanut butter made of rice.
Frozen peanut butter made of rice.
Wow. Like the rice like was crunchy.
Yeah.
Crunchy?
Yeah. It was compressed so tightly and so firm that it's like eating slightly moist cereal.
Moistened how?
Probably.
Okay, so from your story, there's one thing I'm confused on. You said that going and getting the grocery store sushi, you put on shorts but not pants.
Right.
Why couldn't you just go someplace like, a restaurant that has sushi wearing shorts?
Because of the law of no pants, no service.
Except there isn't. It's always...
I'm pretty sure that's a law. It's like the FTC enforces it with their enforcer drones.
The FTC?
Yes.
Okay.
The Federal Textiles Commission.
Yes.
Right. It's like a Zoolander thing.
But yeah, if you go and get grocery store sushi, that's just your own damn fault.
The thing is, I've got grocery store sushi before.
From Bilo?
Fine. Yeah. But they've changed their brand, basically.
Oh.
Instead of actually making it in-house, they get it shipped to them now. I assume they get it shipped frozen.
Judging by how you describe the rice, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because that's basically the big rule of rice. You don't refrigerate it after it's cooked. Doesn't matter if it's prepared for sushi or what. If you do that to rice, it does that.
What about if it's rice pudding?
Well, that's a little different. At that point, it'd be better
off-subject, but back in Mega Ranger, I love the episode ends with the Delta Mega Max Super Mega Voyager falling down and sliding us back down the street. That was a really good shot.
I always liked that one when it was the Power Rangers in Space episode, too. It's one of the better, earlier composite shots. It, for the time, it stood out to me a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, now that would be done completely with CGI and it would have no personality.
Mm. Yeah, it would have no impact.
Just like Megaforce.
Or just like all CGI, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
CGI is the worst f***ing thing to happen to storytelling.
Well, it depends on the show and the CGI.
No, I think in general it's caused more harm than good.
Beast Wars.
It's true that bad CGI outweighs
Beast Wars
good
CGI is dated as f***.
Yeah.
It's
the story
true that
is awesome, but the imagery is dated as f***.
Bad CGI will always outweigh good CGI considerably, but when you get good CGI and it's really good, I mean, that kind of just sells you on the idea all over again.
But on the flip side, though, when you've got good practical effects that are really good,
yes,
they are 1,000 times more amazing than CGI.
Sure. And it's sort of, part of that is the thing that we talk about with, original Power Rangers, where There is a little bit of a campiness associated with practical effects with the miniatures. And it gives a certain quality because of how we remember that from being kids. It's a nostalgia trip, but it works.
Sort of.
Well.
Eventually you realize how much it sucks.
Good practical effects are good forever.
Yeah. Also, there's something said for the... creating art within restraints can really heighten your creativity of what you can get accomplished. If you have unlimited resources and unlimited ability, you really don't have to try very hard.
And they sure don't.
CGI boils down to, it's like, oh, we'll just draw it up on the computer and it's done. You don't have to work and use your mind and try and come up with how you're going to do it.
Plus, I think the ability to create those miniature models is itself fairly amazing.
Yeah. That takes genuine skill.
Mm-hmm.
Not I think just the solid effects are definitely the most memorable type. It's usually interesting to see what sort of variations they can come up with to do that.
I remember early in Goanger, there was behind-the-scenes videos for the first couple episodes going around on YouTube. And it might have been clips from a morning talk show even, but they were talking about... specifically highlighting the return of the small models and practical effects for a lot of the mecha sequences. And Goanger did look really cool for using the little cars and even the flying, what I don't even remember the name of those, the biplane things.
Yeah.
Goanger just it had a certain visual quality doing that. But then you go on to GoBusters in the first few episodes where there was the CG of Ace, and that actually looked pretty good.
And that was good because it was fighting in a different way instead of just the usual grow big, slash saber, everybody falls down and wins.
Unfortunately, we went right back to that within a few episodes, but still, those first few episodes
were
pretty...
That's one of the reasons GoBusters suffered so much, I think.
Until we got over that and, you know, enjoyed the show for what it was actually doing right.
Yeah.
I miss GoBusters.
It's a shame nobody else did.
You know, I remember as we were watching Gokaiger and how awesome it was week to week, but then GoBusters started strong, got a little bit weak afterward, and then ended... Basically, its whole second half went really strong, and at this point, GoBusters is the series I miss the most of all the Sentai that have concluded. You know, it was very different. It's the one I want to see more of, and more done like that, and we never will.
It was, overall, a well-executed balancing act.
Now,
just like a game of Jenga.
Now, the best model work in Sentai is GoGo 5.
It had some good stuff.
Now, Ultraman, as terrible as it is, they do have the nicest looking model sets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed with Ginga's setting, because there's not really an opportunity to do a lot with that. Isn't Ultraman Ginga starting up again soon, Fort Max?
I'm not sure.
But it went on hiatus or something?
Yes.
As I understand it, Ginga airs as part of the new Ultraman anthology, which is itself an ongoing series, but Ginga's only part of the time.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But Ultraman, what are you going to do?
Not care.
Nobody likes it enough to let it have its own show anymore.
Oh, speaking of Ultraman, I was at the antique mall the other day, and I found an old American Ultraman toy still in the box there.
How much was it?
A terrible vehicle. They wanted $20 for it.
Ugh. Like, I would pay $20 for an in-package Masked Rider Furbus figure if I saw it in person, but not an Ultraman thing. Remember the Ultraman video game?
There's probably been more than one, right?
I remember War of the Monsters.
I remember in the gaming magazines, there would be every once in a while a page ad for an Ultraman game on Super Nintendo. And it, you know, looking back at it now, it just reminds me, they were trying so hard to make Ultraman be a thing here.
They really did.
It failed so terribly.
It just did not go.
No, not at all.
It was doomed to fail because Ultraman.
They tried to take something really terrible and lame and make it popular, and for some reason the kids didn't buy it. Here's a crap show about a guy in plain red spandex jumping around with his junk in your face. Why do these kids like this? It's got dubbed voices and everything.
Well, not like I ever understood why it was popular.
Meanwhile,
well, it could be something else to fill the gap when we're out of Megaforce episodes.
Or we could just enjoy not having Megaforce episodes. Hmm. I mean, we could do that right now, if you think about it.
I've been enjoying not having
my episodes right now
since January.
I mean, not talking about them on the show.
I don't talk about them on the show. I'm enjoying them right now.
No, but you have to sit here while JD talks about it.
But that's not me, so I can enjoy it.
You enjoy listening to JD talk?
Who doesn't?
That's what I'm trying to establish here. I'm sorry, JD, but you're no Chris McFeely.
Or could he be?
No. No.
Do a McFeely accent.
No. I won't even... No. That's sacred ground. Man.
No, try and sound awesome.
Poop. That's... No. That is my awesome. No? Okay. No.
And on that note, I think it's time to end.
Hooray!
So, Power Playback next week will be Dekaranger the movie with special musical accompaniment by Fort Max.
Yay!
Hooray!
Are you sure we're supposed to be cheering for that?
Never.
isn't Girls in Trouble supposed to be a duet?
Well, he can manage by himself.
I think we need to punish Ken when he comes back.
Okay.
Didn't he say he wouldn't be back for weeks?
He said he wasn't sure, so I think he was giving himself an out.
Mm-hmm.
And now he'll fall on that out when he hears this part.
Yes, he fell on his out.
Yeah. Hey, does anybody have a Fennekin?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I guess we can always make JD sing.
No.
I'm
just looking for one. I haven't found one yet. So.
Which starter did you pick?
Chespin. And I got a Faroki. So.
Oh.
I got a Faroki at the end.
I wonder traded that Faroki.
Yeah, I wonder traded that one too because I got one from Paladin that was traded. So, so if I'm going
to
level up,
I felt a little bad, but that bitch, she was crazy.
Yeah, and it had
I'm actually
name,
tempted so. To just restart the game now since I've done almost everything.
I'm waiting until the Pokemon Bank opens up before I restart.
I think I'm going to get the other.
How long do we think it'll be before they announce like a Pokemon Z?
It'll be a few months, I think.
Oh, and JD.
Yeah.
I think Nintendo found out what you were doing with your DS.
Oh, yeah, I heard
Except
about that.
You never did it.
I know, I never got to send it.
And now you'll never have the chance to.
No. That's unfortunate.
I never got a single 3D dick pic from anybody. I'm so sad. That's the only reason I bought the damn system.
Except, can't you take the 3D images off the DS and like send them over?
Yeah, they go
in
your SD card, don't they?
Yeah, you can.
So, I mean, basically, you could still kind of do it the roundabout way. I'll work on that.
All hope is not lost.
SD cards out and...
Oh my, that's such a big, big deal.
It is. I've got to find the adapter and everything.
Adapter?
Yeah. Yeah, something so I could plug it into the computer.
Oh, my computer, like, has slots, so...
That, remember, Mac Mini...
Oh, yes. Crap. Okay.
Yeah, he has a Mac. He can't do that.
Yeah.
Based on your assumed viewing history, I would guess your computer is full of slots.
There'll be so many slots.
How many of them are Dan Slot?
None, because I don't know who that is.
I guess you should have listened to Fanboy Versus once in a while.
I guess a lot of people should have.
So, still planning to bring that back after football season, JD?
I don't know. I like how you I like how you're keeping like the pedal down though, just to make sure that I continue to feel negative about it. Like, you know, like some people will be like, "All right, that was a cool victory, move on."
If but I don't keep
but you keep harping on it just to make sure that it stays dead, you know.
If I don't like... keep jamming the blade into the wound, it'll start to heal.
Right.
So you just keep dumping that salt.
Yep. You just keep at it. That's smart. You know, a lot of people wouldn't be smart enough to do that. So I give you props for that cuz you know, some people would just you know, take that W and move on, but, you know, you play it. You,
yeah, XP is like a character in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Which is funny, because I've never watched that show.
Yeah, I haven't either, so.
Maybe I should, though. It
yeah,
suddenly
it's
sounds
a show about people who are dicks, nonstop, all the time.
You know, I could probably learn a thing or two, still.
I'm afraid that XP will watch it and just go, done that.
Did that or you'd watch the show and there'd be no surprises. Like, yeah,
I know.
Yep,
that's how you would do that. Yep. Well, then you ought to. Oh, he did that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe I won't watch it.
I did that, but better. You had a far better result than them.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
You've been listening to Superhero Time.
go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Diet.
With what?
A bag full of Kit Kats and Reese's cups.
Huh. Have you given up on your diet?
I just had a low willpower week, basically. I'm taking a brief respite from giving a shit.
Because chocolate and Halloween.
スーパーヒーロータイム、来週もよろしくな。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.